Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So right now, as I'm recording this, we are in December of 2021, and we're actually right in the middle of Hanukkah. We've got a couple of days left, a couple of nights left of the Feast of Hanukkah. Feast of Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Lights, also known as the Feast of Dedication. It's a reminder that as we dedicate ourselves to God's plans and purposes for our lives, that he can take the little bit that we have. In the example of Hanukkah, there's only one night's worth of oil, and he makes it last for 8 nights. It's a reminder, he can take the little bit that we have, and he can do the miraculous with it. It's also a reminder, we see Hanukkah. Night one starts with one candle, then the next night there's two candles, then three candles, and the light begins to grow brighter and brighter. When we dedicate ourselves to God's plans and purposes for our life, he'll take the little bit that we have and do the miraculous, but he also wants to make our light shine brighter and brighter. He wants us to be continually growing and expanding, and he wants to make us great. It's a reminder that God wants to make us great. He is great himself. We often don't think about this, but God is great, and we're supposed to be becoming more and more like him. He wants his greatness to flow through us. Jesus talked about a lot of principles of greatness in the kingdom of heaven, having childlike faith, becoming the servant of many, making other people great. David says, and I think it's Psalms 18, that God's gentleness made him great. He's learning to take this gentle, graceful approach that allows God's grace to flow through us so that he begins to make us great. And one of the most important things I've learned is that this all happens by God's grace, by his grace flowing through us. But that grace has to flow through three levels. We have to receive it from God. It's got to flow through us, and then it's got to flow out into the world where we see the fruit of it. We see the result of it. And often the biggest limiting factor is us in the middle of learning to give ourselves grace. Of learning to give ourselves grace. We often put the pressure on ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We condemn ourselves. We put excess pressure on ourselves. We put unrealistic timelines and deadlines on ourselves, which just increases the amount of pressure. We feel like all that weight is sitting on us. And one of the concepts I talk about in my book, The Eighth Day, is that when all that pressure's on you, when all that pressure's on the middle, think of it like putting a kink in a garden hose or stepping on the middle of the garden hose. The flow can't get through to the other side. When we begin to put that pressure on ourselves, we begin to put the pressure on other people, it blocks that flow. The pressure is meant to be rolled over onto God. When we put the squeeze on him, when we put that pressure, we cast those cares over onto him, it's like it squeezes and it pushes the flow out through us. But when all that weight and pressure is sitting on ourselves, we have to learn how to get out of our own way. To take that pressure off of ourselves and just rely in and trust in God, to have that confidence in him, and to simply receive it from him. Receive his grace, his greatness, and all that he wants to do in our lives. And we have to stop putting that pressure on ourselves and saying, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this happen? What do I need to do? And the answer is just simply focus on him. Trust in him. Stay tuned into him. He's going to make some things happen by his grace. He's also going to give you some promptings and some leadings on the inside. As you get those, you just take action. You just follow the instructions. You just follow the plan. You give yourself grace in the middle. If you ever miss it, you get off track. You just turn right back around. You give yourself that grace. One of the other biggest ways we can give ourselves grace, we talked about it just a second ago, taking the timelines off yourself. Let things take a little longer than you think. One of the greatest ways we can give ourselves more grace, give yourself the gift of extended time. Give yourself the gift of extended time. As we're getting close to the new year here, people often set New Year's resolutions and they set these big goals and they work like crazy for the first 2 or 3 weeks and then they fall off the wagon. They have unrealistic time expectations, all the pressures on themselves. They have to do something crazy in those first couple of weeks. Give yourself that grace of extended time. And one of the things I've learned is grace is the key to beauty. His grace, his graciousness flowing through you leads to a more beautiful life, leads to a great life, leads to a more beautiful life. Give yourself that grace in the middle. And God, remember this, God gives grace to the humble. Just that humble approach that says, you know what, God, I'm not proud enough to think that I can do this on my own. I need your help. I'm going to rely in and trust on you to work through me, to work in me and through me, to make it all happen. God's going to give us big visions. You stay tuned into him. He's going to give us big visions and plans and purposes. You know, with our partners in the Abundant Life Blueprint this month, we're talking about purpose. God's got some plan and purpose that's unique for each one of us, but it often looks impossible. If we let all the weight and pressure of that sit on ourselves, it'll block that flow of what God's wanting to do. Just giving yourself grace this time of year. All these feasts on God's calendar, they're all things we're supposed to be doing all the time. They're reminders of things we're supposed to be doing all the time. But just simply a reminder for us right now to let our light shine brighter. One of the ways we do that is giving ourselves grace. So we're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are great. You're great. You are beautiful. We thank you for this amazing gift of your grace that you've given us. And we're asking for your help today to help us to receive your grace and your greatness and your beauty, to receive that and get it flowing through us at a greater level and out into the world. You get those first two pieces, right? Receiving it from him and getting it flowing through you. Now you've got two against one. It's an effortless flow where it just begins to flow out of you. You get those two right. We've turned the tables and now we've got two against one. It's just going to flow effortlessly out of you if you get those two right. So Father, we're asking for your help to get this right. We thank you that Jesus was full of grace and truth. As we take communion over this today, we're just reminded of that. That on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it." Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We have peace with God. We have his blessing and favor. We have his grace. He wants to help. But we have to learn how to give ourselves grace in the middle, just receiving this from him. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We have this covenant partnership with God. I believe as you experience his grace just effortlessly flowing through you, it's going to help you to know him better, to truly experience that partnership with him. Jesus says, "It's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work." But we have to rest in the middle. We've got to rest in the middle. Give ourselves grace for that to flow through us. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So I'm just reminded, when I first began to learn about this concept of giving grace to yourself, I was actually began to really see it. My wife had written an article about weight loss. She's a dietitian. She's specialize working with people with weight loss and health coaching. And she wrote an article, and one of the key concepts in that article was about people giving themselves grace in the area of weight loss. So as a practical example, how do we actually apply this? You know, people in their weight loss, number one, you could give yourself the grace of setting a target out further than you think you need. Give yourself longer. Don't be in such a hurry. One of the greatest ways we can give ourselves grace, set longer timelines for things. Give yourself longer to see change and transformation. Have a high sense of urgency today. Take action today, but give yourself longer. Be willing to be more patient with it is one of the ways. But then I always see this all the time in the gym. People would be in a hurry, number one. But number two, they would mess up. They'd have a bad meal. They'd fall off the wagon. They miss a workout, whatever it may be. And then they start beating themselves up. And 2 weeks later, they're still thinking about that piece of cake or that piece of pizza that they ate. And that condemnation is almost stalling their weight loss more than the piece of pizza or the piece of cake was. And they're beating themselves up. And then sometimes they'll get on the scale and they'll weigh themselves or they'll measure themselves. And the measurements are not what they want. So they start beating themselves up. And next thing you know, they've fallen off the wagon and they've just given up. To give yourself grace. Give yourself longer. Stop beating yourself up and condemning yourself when you miss it. Be kind with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Just like God is doing for you. I believe if you'll master this, learning to give yourself grace, you're going to learn this entirely new way of living. So much different, so much easier, so much more effortless and graceful and beautiful. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you know, with our partners this month, we're talking about finding God's plans and purposes for our life. And how do we walk that out? How do we start seeing traction in that? One of the keys, giving yourself grace. But if you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.